It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your Miracle Mentor, your Mentor of Light, Robert Zink. Thrilled, delighted to be bringing you this podcast. We're talking about five thoughts or behaviors that can really mess you up when it comes to the law of attraction. And I want you to know these five. I want you to memorize them. Because when you know them and you see them in yourself, you can take action to change them. These five behaviors or attitudes or beliefs are a game changer in the wrong direction. But turn it around. Take positive action. Understand what they are and how to deal with them. You're going to make your life a whole lot better. And I mean that. By the way, it's exciting to be bringing you this Law of Attraction podcast Monday through Friday. That's what we do every day. We're here with you in the trenches, belly to belly, face to face with limiting beliefs, doubts, and fears. We're fighting the enemy. Look, I believe you can have everything you desire. You can save your relationship. You can have an extraordinary relationship. You can make it an incredible relationship. You can make more money. You can build a bigger business. You can make more sales. You can take your dream vacation. You can do whatever it is you desire to do. Once you take the time to invoke the force of the universe. Okay, we're going to talk about these five beliefs. They're really important. I mean, really important. But first, I want to remind you, yes, come join us at Law of Attraction Solutions on Facebook and my personal page, Robert Zink Public Page. Now, if you go to my private page, it's filled up. I have 5,000 friends, and so it's all gone. But my public page, man, that's where I'm putting all the posting. That's where I'm putting all the energy. So come join me there. Also, Law of Attraction Solutions. Visit us there as well. Okay? We want to keep connected with you all the time. During the podcast, during our, you know, special programs that we're going to be bringing you, through our new book, Law of Attraction Secrets, Success and Nothing Less Science, and through Facebook and other means as well. So whatever means are available, we will seek them out and we will follow through with them because we're here to empower your life. You know, it's a personal mission. I believe when people are happy in love, the world's a better place. I think a lot of the wars we have and a lot of the problems we have in the world are created by people who are not in loving relationships, really. And I also believe that when people are empowered, they don't need to cause trouble or strife in other people's lives. So the world becomes better for everybody. We have to empower ourselves. And then we need to take it to the next level, pay it forward, and empower others. That's what I mean by every day when I say pay it forward. We have to empower other people. It's important. Okay, let's get on with these. Are you ready? And I'm ready. We'll be right back after this, and then we're on with them. I promise.
What if you could employ the astonishing wisdom, power, and secret knowledge of the ancients to attract anything you want? What if the synergy of ancient wisdom combined with modern mind technologies could be yours to attract incredible wealth, unstoppable love, and extraordinary health? What if you could receive all this and more through a powerful system of one-on-one mentoring called Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching? Now you can claim your 30 minutes of free Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. Miracle Mentors Rachel and Robert Zink help people all over the world to save their marriage, return lost love, make more money, start a business, save a business, enjoy good health, increase personal power and confidence, and live the untold secrets of the law of attraction. There are now limited Miracle Mentoring openings available, so visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com and claim your free 30 minutes. One gentleman has raised over $2.5 million in less than 2 years for a scientific research company. Another client has increased his income from $35,000 a year to $150,000 annually. A businessman in Brazil saved his failing business after his partner walked out and is now making big money. One lady saved her marriage after being separated for 3 years. Clients all over the world are saving their relationship or marriage. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to claim your 30 minutes of free Miracle Mentoring and Alchemy Life Coaching now. Save your relationships, find your soulmate, attract wealth and prosperity. Do it now. Remember, there is no attraction without action. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com today.
Okay, we're back. Be sure and visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. We have all kinds of resources there for you. Okay, number one, this is a false belief that is devastating when it comes to attracting the life you desire. Believing that positive thinking alone is enough. I have a client right now, and she says, oh, I'm thinking positive. Everything's going better. Of course it is. I'm not against positive thinking. I think positive thinking is absolutely essential. I think it's imperative that you and I think positive about our lives, about our future, about our destiny. But I also think it's not enough. I think you can think positive all the time, and if you put arsenic in your body, you're going to have a problem. You have to take positive action as well. And then there's a real demon, as I like to call it, in the subconscious mind. And that is your counterintentions, your secret fears and doubts and apprehensions. It's amazing to me how many people engage in positive thinking and the law of attraction. And then when something goes wrong, oh, it's all a scam. It doesn't work. It isn't real. Does that sound like you? Come on. You know if it does. That's because those counterintentions were never taken care of. You still have deep-seated beliefs in your subconscious mind that you don't deserve it, that you're not worth it, that it's never going to happen, that you're too tall, that you're too fat, that you're too old. You know, we've got to tackle the counterintentions. Then positive thinking becomes very powerful. Number two, becoming impatient. Some things happen like that. You know, Paul the Apostle in the Bible was riding down the street and all of a sudden he's struck by God. And 3 days later, he's like the biggest evangelist for the gospel. But other people, man, they got to go through a lot. It doesn't happen in 3 days with what they call the Damascus experience. They have to go through transformations. I'm not preaching Christianity here, by the way. I'm just using it as an example. But you get the idea. Some things happen fast. Some things take time. I have a wonderful client friend in New Zealand. Really a nice guy. Absolutely a delight to mentor and work with. And he realizes, I think he's finally realizing now in his relationship, that so many things have taken place to change the dynamic of his old relationship, that all that has to be cleared away first before the new energy can take root. He's going to have his relationship, the love of his life, back in his life. But first, there has to be a clearing. You know, it's like eating food. You don't want to eat food on dirty dishes. You've got to wash the dishes first. It takes time. So don't become impatient. Become patient. Okay? Patience is a killer when it comes to the law of attraction, because it awakens all those counterintentions and negative beliefs again. Number three is not co-creating. Understand that you are a 50% partner in the creation of your microprosopus. That's what we call it. Your microcosm. Your 50% creator. The other 50% is from the macrocosm, the part of the world you can never see, touch, or feel, or hear. It's there, but you're not aware of it. It's the macrocosm. And when the two combine, in harmony, creation takes place. You're manifesting, you're co-creating with Source, with Universal Source, with God, with the Holy Spirit, with Ra, whatever you believe, okay? Number four, here's a negative belief, a false belief that is real damaging, and that is external evidence. Ah, man. How many times do I have to hear somebody tell me, well, he's already dating someone else, so why would he come back to me? He would come back to you because you are the love of his life, because he's realizing something that he forgot, because he's being made aware of the deep connection the two of you have. But if you are impatient, and if you are going to base your law of attraction work and co-creation on external evidence, you will lose most of the time. I know people who have become millionaires, but if they were to go by the external evidence the day before they became a millionaire, they wouldn't have done it. They would have given up. You don't look at the external evidence. It's only a roadmap for what you have created. It's not a roadmap for what you will create. And number five, not challenging and destroying your limiting beliefs. Giving in to your limiting beliefs. That's a disaster waiting to happen for you and your law of attraction work. Look, we all have limiting beliefs, but you've got to challenge them, challenge them, challenge them. Not just now, but today, tomorrow, and the day after, forever. You have no boundaries. You have no limits. Believe it. Accept it. Okay, hey, we're out of time, but remember to pay it forward. Share this podcast with somebody. We love it when you share it on your Facebook timeline. I mean, that's just exciting to me. We get so excited around here. We're like ringing bells and gongs and everything. It means a lot when you share our podcast on your Facebook or Twitter timeline. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day. Pay it forward. Do something good for somebody. And we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.